It's time for the Catalyst Midweek Podcast, where we continue the conversation from this past week's message. Hey guys, this is a bonus episode of the Midweek Podcast coming to you live from Catalyst Christian Church. I'm here with Rob Harlemert, our youth minister at Catalyst. I'm John Kelly, the discipleship minister. And this past week, we received a couple questions about the sermon that we'd love to answer. And so I'm going to turn the first question over to you, Rob, and just kind of let you run with that and kind of explain a little bit what they're asking.
Okay, yeah. The first question was talking about a quote from John Piper. It said, a Christian leader must ruthlessly examine his life. And the question was, none of these are inherently evil, correct? Well, besides laziness and pornography. But it's a matter of whether or not those things keep you from God. It honestly seems strange, the fact that coffee, you know, can be an enslaver.
It can be, though.
Yeah,
I do love my coffee, so I got to be careful of that.
The rest of it is also, what is sinful for one cannot also be for another, right? For example, an alcoholic should steer clear of alcohol because of its temptation. And you know, not also, it's, a beer is not necessarily wrong for somebody just to go ahead and drink. Yeah. So I think this all comes from the sin of gluttony. I always think about it with this, where, you know, food is not bad. We need food, because if we don't eat food, we will die.
Exactly. And
it will happen eventually. We won't have enough nutrients, but an excessive amount of food can be very, very, very harmful to you. We see this all the time with obesity, with not getting the correct nutrients. You can go to be diabetic. And I think that's what we're talking about here. Coffee, yes. Excessive amounts of coffee maybe might not be bad for you. I mean, maybe it could eventually be bad for you.
Right. Well, it's like we talked about yesterday. It's that idea that you've got people that will spend $15 a day throughout the week on Starbucks.
Yeah.
And that's nothing inherently wrong with Starbucks. I get Starbucks from time to time. Actually, I think the last 2 weeks I've been drinking out of a Starbucks cup in our videos. But when it's costing you so much that it's actually preventing you from being able to use that money in a more positive way, in a way that's going to help others, then you maybe need to reexamine that a little bit.
Yeah, when you get to the point that you need something, because in all things, the only thing that we need really is Christ.
Exactly.
So whenever you get to the point where you feel like you need something, is when you need to examine your life and you need to look inside and say, if I remove this, am I going to crumble? And that's why I think this quote was so important, because a leader who examines his life will realize that there's points that he's not relying on Jesus, but relying on other things. So if we examine our lives and we realize there's something in our life that is taking up the spot of Jesus, we need to remove it and we need to replace it with Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah. Anything that can put a barrier between yourself and God is definitely not something that you need to keep in play in your life. Yeah. You got to know where to draw that line. And I think that's really what that quote was about.
Absolutely.
So the second question that was asked, and this is a really good question. It says, bigger question, how do you bridge the gap between courage and passion? Dave's message was, people don't follow titles, they follow courage. But then he said, the more passionate you are about something, the lonelier you are going to be. So how do people follow courage yet are turned off by passion? Don't they kind of go hand in hand? And they do go hand in hand, but I don't necessarily think that's where Dave was going with the message at that point. I think it's more the idea that when you are passionate about something as a leader, other people probably won't be as passionate as you are about it. And that doesn't mean they won't follow you. That doesn't mean they won't take part in it. But it might take some work. You're never going to find people to be as passionate as you are about the things that matter the most in your life. As much as Dave cares about India and church planting in India, there are people in our church where that pales in comparison to their love for foster care and adoptive ministries. It pales in comparison to some of our people who are more involved with Honduras or Jamaica. And it pales in comparison to other people who maybe youth ministry is the most important thing in their lives. You can't That doesn't mean he won't be followed. That means people won't follow that leader. It just means their passions may not be on the same level in the same things. And one of the dangers of being passionate about something is expecting everyone else to be on your level. And that just doesn't always happen.
Yeah, I think so. And I think another side of it is leaders do not communicate how passionate they are about things. They just expect people to follow them without any explanation. And then they get frustrated whenever people aren't following what they have not said.
Yeah, dead on, dead on. And it's one of those things where, you know, I just feel like I'm a needle in a haystack here. I'm the only one who's got this figured out. Nobody else is going with me. And that's the danger when you're passionate, is understanding you have to give people time to care about what you care about.
Yes.
They're not just going to blindly immediately go, okay, that's it right there. That's the point of it. They don't follow titles. They follow courage.
Yeah.
If all Dave ever did was talk about India, we would not have a church full of people sponsoring children in an orphanage out there. It just wouldn't be happening. It's the fact that he goes over there every year and he does ministry over there in a country that's very anti-Christian, and yet he still goes. And I think that alone is the reason people follow him when it comes to India. It's not as much that they're passionate about India, but they're passionate about him and they're passionate about what he does. And so they want to follow that.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And if you want to be a leader that leads people to a specific place, you can't expect them to do it without communication. And
exactly.
You need, if you want someone to go somewhere, you have to lead them to it. Like you almost physically have to grab their hand and you have to pull them to a specific location and show them this is what we're doing. And that's where discipleship comes in.
Well, that is our podcast for the day. This was just an extra podcast to answer some questions. Every week we shoot out a little text to everyone in the church just saying, if there's any questions you have about the sermon, please respond. And these were two fantastic questions that were sent in this week. If you would like to be a part of these texts and receive information about Catalyst, just text the keyword Catalyst News, all one word, to 84576, and you'll be put on our text message list. This has been the Midweek Podcast here at Catalyst Christian Church. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great week.